This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by Hulu, presenting Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers. From the backboard to the front office, Legacy captures the remarkable rise and unprecedented success of one of the most iconic franchises in professional sports. Featuring new revealing interviews from players, coaches, and execs, this 10-part documentary series chronicles this extraordinary story from the inside. Watch Legacy, the true story of the LA Lakers now, only on Hulu.
What up, though? Ball Hawk Show.
Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. I'm your host, Amal Hawkins. Appreciate you taking time out today to listen to the latest episode of the show. We are here. It's preview Pitt versus Virginia to keep the Coastal hope alive. You gotta win this game. This is episode 920, Pitt preview. You gotta go down to Pennsylvania to get this dub by any means necessary. Ain't no saving nothing. Ain't no hiding nothing. It don't matter. You got to get this one before you can worry about the next one. Is this what you wanted? This what we wanted. This what we wanted to be in November, right here. Control your own destiny. That's it. That's all you want in November. The opportunity to control my own destiny. I don't need help from nobody, buddy. Nobody, buddy. When you are in, keep hope alive. That's what the Wahoos need to do. Before we get started, this episode is sponsored by Able Insurance. The good people at Able. That's auto, home, life, and business insurance. Able Insurance. Call an agent today at 434-218-4589 or also toll free at 866-985-3558. Again, that's toll free 866-985-3558. Able Insurance provides the best combination of coverage and price for all your insurance needs. Just give them a chance to give you a quote. There's no obligation to you. And tell them the Ball Hawk sent you, a.k.a. Cowboy Hawk, courtesy of Coach Bronco. That's my name, Cowboy Hawk, on the Coach's Corner show. That's it. Here, I'm the Ball Hawk. There, Cowboy Hawk. When I'm riding horses with Coach, I'm Cowboy Hawk. That's Bronco, I'm Cowboy Hawk. But right now, you getting Patty Hawk. And right now, what I need you to do, whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, hit the subscribe button. Hit the notification bell so you know when I drop an episode, okay? Do that for me. Also, if you want to support the podcast, anchor.fm/theballhawkshow. Hit that support button in the middle. Follow directions. It could be 99 cents a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. I also have a Venmo, Cash App, Ballhawk LLC. All the support is definitely appreciated, man. That's what we do. It may be some ads added to the podcast, you know, corporations now, because of you guys downloading and listening. They want to attach themselves. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's revenue, you know. So don't get mad at me. You know, it's like when you watch YouTube, the ads pop in. But we ain't complaining. So it's your first time listening. Appreciate you for tuning in. Also, give you a warning. I listen to a lot of music during my podcast. We set the tempo. It's like warming up before the game. You need some music to get you in the mood. I know I got a lot of listeners out there that drive, a lot of listeners that listen while they're eating at night. I play music, okay? We got to look at music from the Pennsylvania area. There's so many artists we could pull from the Pennsylvania area, you know? And I wanted to make, you know, we talk about football. You know, I could play a lot of slow jams like Teddy P, Boys the Man, all those good people. But I'm like, yo, who got the intro music before a game that could just get you just to go crazy? And this is how we're going to start it off. Meek Mill. That's how we're going to start it off.
Yeah.
Get your mind right, man. Get your mind right.
We're down 3-1.
We're playing Pit right now. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
We lost 2 in a row.
Philly.
Yeah, tonight.
Champions of the United States.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to let him go. Turn your volume up.
Yeah. Turn me up, Cruz.
Yeah.
Bombing on any of them that want to smoke. This a big boy phantom, this ain't a ghost. Had to take the weight from them, and then they toast. They ain't had no sympathy for me when I was broke. Amen. Lord, forgive me. For all my sins. Took so many riches just to get a Benz. Pray for my nerve. All my friends. In the trenches, one with killers, we been getting it in. 32 shots in my new Glock. Just wanna hit me like I'm Tupac. Bad me in my Gucci tube socks. Remember when I spent my re-up on a Oop-Pop, bro? Your favorite rapper or mumble rapper? Walk up in this bitch, a bunch of killers and humble trappers. I can go to Hollywood to call in this jungle action. When that smoke, you go and murder your brother at. Whoa, big dog, I'm a big dog. Treach said they need that dope, they having withdrawals. I put on my yellow diamonds when I'm pissed off. I'm so rich that I can't even draw, whoa. Do you know the feeling? Being agitated cause you got a can of million. All this money, I ain't got no time for chilling. We took Ritalin like this, do all that killing and drug dealing. You my nigga, with you, we gon' thug it out. Say it's beef, we going to war, let's slug it out. Be back with we at your door, blood in your house. I heard your daddy was a rat, so you a f***ing mouse. Pouring champagne cause all my dead. They ain't in the graveyard, then they in the feds. I give a f*** if that crown heavy, put it on my head. Take it to the jeweler, bust it down before I wear it. Cause I'm a king just like Martin Luther. I ain't a hater, my I salute ya. I be flying jet and chopper like that shit was Uber. We finally made it out them trenches, hallelujah. Whoa, ballin' like a hot boy. Diamond dancing on me more than Jeffy Block, boy. I'm a boss, I don't wanna call the shots, boy. You a daddy, I won't come you like a cop. No way, ooh, I just cashed out. How the f*** you turn a bando to a glass house? How the f*** you get into the form,
We ain't gonna stop there. You know, Meek got all the intros. We could just flip it. We on the wins and losses now. Let's go. Get your mind right. We still here. Get your mind right. We ain't getting to the nitty gritty just yet. You gotta warm up. You gotta be ready to play. Ready to receive this information. Yeah.
You have to eat the dream.
Let's go,
you have to sleep the dream. You have to dream the dream. You got to touch. You have to see it when nobody else sees it. You have to feel it when it's not tangible. You have to believe it when you cannot see it. You got to be possessed with the dream. The dream.
Yeah. Any weapon formed against us shall not prosper.
Yeah.
Y'all started with oozing noodles, now we eating lobster.
Yeah.
As I walk through the valley with my ladder and flex, I'm the realest that I just happened to rap. When they all thought we was finished, they was laughing at that. So I went and bought me a dawn and flipped their head to the back. New jury, new whips on the way now. That yo on the way now. Mama told me if you fall, never stay down. Stand up, never lay down. Wins and them losses, you come with being bosses. Shoot a sand if he crosses. Take that trial at the Fed, make an offer. 500,000, lawyer said we looking awesome. Swat that padding for them cup, take them off us. Look, call me Lil'
then you gotta get to the greatest intro of all time. The greatest intro of all time. Here we go.
Ain't this what they've been waiting ready? For?
This what they've been waiting for, right? Huh? This the game they've been waiting for, huh? Is you ready? Is you ready?
I used to pray for times like this, to rhyme like this, so I had to grind like that, to shine like this, in a matter of time I spent on some locked up in the back of the paddy wagon, cuffs locked on wrist. See my dreams unfold, nightmares come true. It was time to marry the game, and I said, yeah, I do. If you want it, you gotta see it with a clear eye view. Got shorty, she try and bless me like I said I shoot. Like a sneeze, please for them trick and squeeze. I'm getting cream, never let them get in between of what we started. Look, but I'm lying hearted. They love me when I was stuck and they hate it when I departed. I go and get it regardless. Draw it like I'm an artist. No crawling, went straight to walking with foreigns. And my garages are foreign. Menagerie, sucking and swallowing anything for a dollar. They tell me get him, I got him.
I got him.
I did it without an album.
Album.
I did it with Mariah.
Mariah.
Look, I'm on fire. Icy as a hockey ring, Philly. Flyer. When I bought the Rolls Royce, they thought it was lease. Then I bought that new Ferrari, hey, to rest in peace. Hey, to rest in peace, rest in peace to the parking lot. Phantom so big, can't even fit in the parking spot. You ain't talking about my, then what you talking about? Gangsters moving silent, and I don't talk a lot. I don't say a word, I don't say a word. Was on my grind, and now I got what I deserve. Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining. Flexing on these, some like Papa on the spinach. Double M, yeah, that's my team. Rose, the captain, I'm lieutenant. I'm the type of can of men casting grind like I'm broke. That Lambo, my new, she'll ride like my ghost. I'm riding around my city with my hands on my toes. Cause these want me dead, and I gotta make it back home. Cause my mama need that bill money, my son needs some milk. These try to take my life.
All right. People say, well, why you put this type of song or this type of song that make you cut that switch on and just bite somebody's face off? This is what you need. Because Pitt going to be super nasty. They coming six downhill to get the quarterback. They going to challenge you. Then on offense, they going to throw right at you and they don't care. So if you ain't got your switch on and you ain't going to be a certified butthole out there, don't suit up for this game. If you ain't willing to almost lose your marbles, this ain't the game for you. You got no clue what you getting into. Matter of fact, I got one more surprise for y'all. You thought I wasn't going to play this. You thought I wasn't going to play this, and we in Pennsylvania? Roll the clip, Ball Hawk.
Before, there were reasons to fight I could understand, but I don't understand this. Even if you win, what have you won? Apollo's still gone? Why can't you change your thinking? Everybody else does.
Because I'm a fighter. That's the way I'm made, Adrian. That's what you marry. We can't change what we are.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You can't change anything, Adrian. All we can do is just go with what we are.
Tell them, Rock.
You can't go with what you are. Have you read the papers? Do you know what everybody says?
What they saying?
It's suicide.
Really?
You've seen him. You know how strong he is. You can't win!
You gonna say that to my face, Adrian? I'm standing right here. That's what we doing? How you gonna tell Rock that to his face? Come on.
Adrian always tells the truth.
Yeah, always tell the truth, don't you, Rock?
Maybe I can't win.
Yeah.
Maybe the only thing I can do is just take everything he's got.
Take everything he's got.
Baby, he's gonna have to kill me.
He's gonna have to kill him.
And you kill me. He's gonna have to have the heart to stand in front of me. And to do that, he's gotta be willing to die himself.
Whoa, wait a minute. Did y'all hear what Rocky said? Rocky said, maybe I can't win. Maybe I'll stand in front of him and he'll kill me. But let's get one thing clear, Adrian, always telling the truth, Balboa. He gotta be willing to stand in front of me too. And he gonna have to understand that I'm gonna come to try to kill him, and he gotta be willing to die, just like Apollo did. You killed my brother. Keep going, Rocky.
I don't know if he's ready to do that.
He ain't ready to do that, Rock. He ain't built like you, Rock. And you know the greatest song ever that's going to transition us to this podcast episode. I got to let it play out. Because Rocky was pissed off right here. Ain't no easy way out, Drago. Just because you taller than me don't mean I won't bring that smoke to you over there in Russia. Huh? No easy way out. This definitely ain't going on YouTube because they'd get me for all these songs. Come on now. You thought I was just going to play Meek Mill and not Rocky Balboa? Rocky IV? The greatest Rocky movie ever made? Come on, man. Let's go. I'm talking too much. Go. 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 Yeah. That just... I'm going to let it play. I ain't going to talk because I ain't talked to the other ones. My bad.
We're not indestructible.
Sing it. I know this is a long intro to this podcast, right? My bad. They never die. Okay, here come the breakdown. After the breakdown, we're going to stop. I got to hit the breakdown. Let's go. Go, 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 go.
There's no easy way out. There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way out. Giving in could be wrong.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yo, the fact that Adrian told Rocky to his face, you can't. Adrian, you were before Twitter, too. Come on, man. All right, man. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast. Apologize for the 15-minute intro, but I'm on one right now. I'm super excited for this game. I'm super ready for this game, like I'm about to play. I don't know if Brendan Armstrong is available or not, but that's probably what he's telling his ribs right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was Rocky Balboa, and his ribs is Adrian. His ribs is like, you can't win. And he's looking at his ribs like, but I'm a fighter, and that's what I do. So, yeah. If you one of the folks that skipped the music intro until I started talking, you just missed the nugget. I left an Easter egg right there. You know I was going to bring. I hadn't played Rocky, I think, since the Miami game. Yeah, we got to get back to it. So, preview of Pitt versus UVA. Pitt is 8-2, 5-1 in the ACC. UVA is 6-4, 4-2 in the ACC. Let's look at the tail of the tape, shall we? Numbers, 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 numbers. Numbers, 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 num, 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 num. Scoring, 435 points for Pitt, 353 points for UVA. 43.5 points a game for Pitt, 35.3 points a game for UVA. And I'm pretty sure the Notre Dame game just really killed the average because we only scored three. First down, Pitt is like the first team that had more first down than us coming to a game. They got 278. They actually lead the NCAA and the ACC in total first downs. UVA has 265 rushing yards. Pitt has 200 more rushing yards than we have. They have 1580. We have 1380. They ran the ball 383 times. We ran the ball 292 times. They averaged 4.1 yards a rush. We averaged 4.7 yards a rush. They average 158 yards rushing the game. We average 138 yards rushing the game. They have 21 rushing touchdowns as a team. We have 17 passing yards. We lead that 38-05. They are second, 37-31. We attempted 455 passes. They have attempted 407 passes. They have 33 touchdown passes. We have 27 touchdown passes. We lead the ACC, averaging 380.5 yards per game passing, and they are next up, 373.1. Total offense, they have 5,311 yards. We have 5,185 yards. That's a 531.1 average, which leads the ACC for them, and we have 518.5 yards per game. Salute to Dontavian Wicks, man, the fifth Cavalier ever to eclipse 1,000 yards receiving mark this season. And you take into account the Louisville game, he got knocked out early. So he's on a tear this year. My thoughts for Pitt, we'll go to their depth chart. Well, let's set the table. Pitt won the Coastal title in 2018. UVA won the Coastal title in 2019. They didn't have divisions last year due to COVID. So this is the battle of the previous two Coastal winners. Either UVA could be back-to-back if they win this game in Virginia Tech, or Pitt wins this game and I think that, you know, they win this game, they pretty much got it, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Can clinch the division, a trip to the Subway ACC Championship game with the win over Cavaliers. So they are playing for the Coastal. We are playing for the Coastal plus one. So there you have it, man. This is a pivotal game. Pitt is the number two team in the country in total offense. The Panthers ranked fourth nationally in scoring also. They have a top receiver that says Jordan Addison. He has 1,000 yards. He also has 11 touchdowns. He's tied for the nation lead with 11 touchdowns, and he plays in a slot. And I said that because that's where we usually have trouble covering, is in the slot. So I'm going to be excited. I'm anxious to see how we're going to cover him because, you know, the slot is usually, well, I already just said we had trouble. So looking at their depth chart, we are Kenny Pickett. We already know about him. Phenomenal player. Phenomenal player. He's right behind B.A. passing yards per game. He's playing at an All-American level. He has a record-breaking career. He already has the most passing yards in a career in Pitt history with 11,501. He has the record for most completions in a career, 971. Total offense, 12,300 yards. Career touchdown responsibility, 91. He's 8 touchdowns behind Dan Marino passing touchdowns with 71. He's thrown for over 500 yards this year. That was versus Miami, in which they lost, 519. I mean, he just rewriting the record books. I think he only needs like, what was it, like a little over 163 yards to set the single season passing yards record in Pitt history. So, you know, they're looking to do a lot of things versus this UVA defense. He needs 6 touchdown passes this year to get the single season passing record, touchdown record. He has 32. Dan Marino and Rob Rutherford have tied for the lead with 37. So he has every day on record, needless to say, every single record. And he's a problem because he's more mobile than he gets credit for. His offensive line, they do a good job of keeping him clean. Good size, good mobility. Lucas Kroll, his tight end, is a very good one. Big guy, 6'6", 260. So similar to what we have in Jelani Woods. Huge catch radius. Jared Wayne is a good receiver, number 5. Big body, 6'3", 210. They got Tyzir Mack. He's 6'2", 190. So they have a lot. Look, man, when you're averaging that many yards, you got weapons. You got guys that could get out. Schematically, they come after you. They'll run the football. They'll be balanced. Their backs are serviceable. They do a good job of doing what they're supposed to do. Their leading rusher only averages 56.1 yards a game. But our defense has been giving up over 200 yards a game on the season total. You know, and I always hear people say, like, when it comes to our defense, they said, well, throw out the Wilmer Mary and throw out the Duke game and just look at, you know, what our defense gives up. How come nobody says, well, throw out the North Carolina game and the BYU game and let's see how many yards our defense give up? You ever notice that? Y'all ever notice how y'all just, oh, Wilmer Mary and Duke shouldn't count? Why? It happened. Can I say, well, if you take away those two, let me take away the highest two, and let's see what we get to. Let's see what the median is. Now, don't get me wrong. Wake Forest still ran for 200 yards. Notre Dame ran for 200 yards. I don't know if Louisville or Miami did, but they probably got close. I think Louisville. No. Well, I think Georgia Tech may have. Anyway, you see what I'm saying. But this is a form, like, B.A., listen to me, brother. We're going to need you. We're going to need you. Now, I do like what our defense did last week. Four-man front, a 4-3 front look. Got a one technique, a three technique. Even though you guys just see Noah down, Noah is basically a defensive end. I mean, he's your prototypical rush end. He really is. Like, any way you want to slice it, we were basically in nickel package with a four down lineman last game. And it worked to our favor as far as we got stops, we got turnovers. Notre Dame couldn't do what they want to do in the air and on the ground. Now, granted, like I said, they still ran for 200 yards as a team. Right now, UVA is giving up 222 yards rushing the game, 239.8 yards in the air. Yeez. That's a lot of yards. So, it'd be interesting. Well, you can't let Pitt just come out. Nah. You got to go out to Pickett. You got to. You can't be just sitting. I mean, can you play coverage with a four-man front and still be stout versus the run? Now, that's a great question. If we show that four-man front like we did, the 4-3 lineman just nickel, can we be stout versus the run? I mean, Notre Dame back was nice. At the end of the day, it don't matter. We got to tackle. First of all, that's what we got to do. We got to tackle. Young men, if you listen to me, this is it. If you put in a position to make a play, make the day gonna play. Okay? We can say fire this coach, fire that coach, but you got to fire off and tackle somebody. You know what I'm saying? It's a 50-50 street. Coaches got accountability, and you as a player got accountability for missing the tackle. We ain't in Little League. We ain't in high school. You college. You better want to do something because that eye in the sky is on. And everybody want to get to the next level. Offensively, is five going to play? What's my opinion, everybody asks? My opinion is this. If I'm a player, and this is for the ultimate goal that we're striving to get to, win the B-Tech, win the Coastal, right? You can essentially have both of those and one again, just like 2019 when we had to beat North Carolina. Did we beat North Carolina right before we played Tech that year in 2019? Let me look that up right quick. Because if that's what went down, that's like crazy because we had to play on the road and we had Tech. Last, don't tell me that happened like that last year. I mean, in 2019. Okay, so we played UNC, then we had to play Georgia Tech, and then Liberty. All right, and then we played Tech that year. But you got to win, and nobody gave us a shot versus UNC on the road that year. And this ain't UNC on the road in 2019. This is Pitt. Way more... Well, on paper, more lethal. Damn, I'm going to just say they lead more lethal. I ain't going to take nothing away from them. I know they had Damani Brown and Newsom and those guys. But, this Pitt team is loaded because defensively they get after you. North Carolina wasn't that good defensively that year. No. But this team up front, they get after you. And they bring six more than anybody in the country. So they're going to bring more than you can block. Can you read quickly? Let me get back to my thoughts if I was BA in this situation. So you guys heard me 2 weeks ago. I said, yo, man, if you got the opportunity, get that extra week of treatment because this is an ACC game. All right, here's the ACC game. It's like, yo, I got to see what I could do. I'm getting treatments. I don't know what type of meds they got me on, but I'm going to see if I can play. And I might come out of warm-ups and be trash can juicing like I can't go. Or you might be able to go and you take a couple hits and can't go no more. But at the end of the day, I would probably try to play. But I don't want to play and hurt my team more than anything. But if five is there, the way they approach the, well, nah, I'll take that back. If five back there, they hunting. You a wounded duck. They coming to get you. I take that back. It don't matter who at quarterback. They coming downhill. The biggest difference is this. Five can identify what's happening just a bit quicker. And they get the ball out just a bit faster. And the checks going to be made just a bit differently. And protections may end up being checked just a bit accordingly. And I'm pretty sure we'll try to be just a bit more balanced because they're balanced. Looking at their breakdown on their stats with rushes and versus passes, I was impressed. They balanced, man. 383 rushing attempts, 407 passing attempts. That's super balanced. Another thing that jumped out to me about their offense, I know I'm jumping around, but I'm going their offense in our offense. 48% completion rate on third downs. They keep drives going. That's a big stat. We at 46%. They hold opponents to 31%. We hold opponents to 41%. That's a huge, that 10% difference. Oof. Ugh. I'm going to tell you this right now. It'll be very important. First offensive possession, we have to score. Have to. You can't get down versus this team. You can't get down two scores. I don't care if it's 10-0. You can't get down versus this team. Nobody. They're going to come after you. One thing I can say watching the Miami game, Miami lived off the big plays. What generated the big plays? Spreading them out. Trips to one side, but extending the trips as far as their alignment, not lining up, not lining bunch was close where you could use the strong side backer to kind of chip and come back, but really extend it to make them really declare and come out the box. Now you're forcing them. They're not, respectfully, Pitt fans, if you listen, you're not as strong on the back end as you are in the box. I think you could attack the seams versus Pitt. You run a lot of looky routes, glance routes, anything with three-step slants, but you have to utilize the inside zone read fake. You got to make the backers come up. You just can't catch in and look at the receiver because Seven is a good linebacker. I really like that dude. He can play. I mean, all their backers can run, but Dennis for them, he could play, man. He's a very good football player. Very good football player. Very good. Then they got the Italian defensive end, Baldonado. He can play. He's strong. He'll just bull you and put his hand right in the middle of your chest and extend. They run some games up front, some twists and things like that. They're not going to try to let the quarterback get out off the edges. So you got to climb the ladder. You got to step up in the A-gaps. Pocket awareness and pocket mobility is very important. Keep your eyes down the field. They will blow coverages. They will slip. They will get confused. They will demonstrate bad eyes. They'll press bail. They'll play some cover three. You know, they open up so you can attack their butt, disappear for a step, and get them to, you know, step over themselves and create that lane between the numbers and the hash where you could get between the free safety. But they're going to come after the quarterback. They just be like, they just feel like they're going to get home. And then it just asks the guys on the defensive side, just tackle. Because if they could tackle you and keep you from scoring from far out, now you have to come to them in the red zone. But even that, you know, the Miami game jumped out to me, how you could attack them, how North Carolina came back. They started using the blue pick that Miami did, just the inside zone with the looky route from the slot. And then you could attack the outside corners as well. They'll allow you to get inside release, even though they man-to-man. But the main thing is you got to keep the quarterback clean. And that's with any offense. Keep the quarterback clean because they bring the pressure and they coming. They're delayed blitz. They act like they're going to spy. And as soon as they declare, the linebacker trigger. So the main thing, if they see five back there, they're going to see how mobile he is. They're going to try to hit him. Even if he gets the ball out. If I'm the D coordinator, I'd be like, hey, man, try to get a 15. Let's see how them ribs feel. That's if he plays. Now, if you got the youngster in there, really get after him. Really play press coverage. Because I think our receiving core is too good just to play zone and just say, hey, young boy, read the coverage. He can read the coverage. You give him time. Anytime Notre Dame just sat back and gave him time, he got the ball to where it needed to go. But when they ran games, because they didn't send six, they had seven sacks. Two of them came from six-man rushes, and one of them actually, he just missed a read. But they did a good job of running games, confusing the line, looping from the strong C to the weak A, that those type of twists. I call twist games. So if y'all hear me say they're running games, that's the D lineman twisting and switching gaps. But yeah, man, Pitt plays a 4-3 under. So depending on how you look at it, depending on how you've been taught with the strength and things like that, it just lets you know where the one technique, where the three technique is. Versus North Carolina, the three technique was always opposite of the running back. So if the running back was on the right, the three technique looking at them was to the left. That was their way of trying to create a natural slant to take away the zone to that side. They were trying to force the cutback, and what North Carolina started doing is bringing the H from behind the line of scrimmage and kicking out the end. And even though they were pulling the guard, the back was hitting it right up in the weak A gap, and they started getting success like that. Miami had success the same way with the same play. And it's easier said than done. You got to have the athletes to do that, the mobility at offensive line to run that play. But it's a good counter to that front that they show. And when you run that front and you do blitz your backers, you are leaving the middle of the field open. Anytime you have a split out slot, the slot is your first read. You go from the weak side where the split in is at to the slot. I mean, well, you check the slot first. Especially if you're putting in the ball in the belly of your running back or you got some type of jet motion, the slot is your read first. So I can see Jelani, if we was to split him as a tall slot, just use his catch radius. Because I figure we'll probably be using like Keaton to influence the run read. You know, you think about it. We put him in the backfield with that little loop, the little loop motion behind the quarterback, and you put in the belly and you fake him. They're going to come up. If you got Darren in the backfield and you put it into his belly, or you got Hollins, or you got Tyler Popper, who I think will probably be back. I feel like if you put it, even though we don't run that much, you still got to execute your assignment. A linebacker's assignment is run. They're going to take their read steps up. So if you put the ball in the belly of the running back, they're going to take those two read steps up. And that was the biggest difference I saw our linebackers had last game versus games in the past. I saw them utilizing the read step to defeat the run first. I'm not saying that make everybody tackle better, because I know people would have still did. I'm just telling you, that's the difference I saw. They were coming downhill more. I know, man. I got to be super, make sure I explain everything, because y'all be petty as you know what. Well, even with that said, they still didn't tackle. Well, I didn't say that made them tackle better. I'm just saying they were at least coming for it, you know? Because I told you guys, a lot of you guys, when you say adjustments, it's predicated off the result. If the result is positive, you're like, oh, we made adjustments. If the result is still negative, we ain't changed nothing. Look, they still killing us. When are we going to do something different? It's like, bro, we doing something different. That not even working. They made an adjustment, but they adjusted to our adjustment. And I'm just trying. Look, man, With my podcast, it's a little different, as you guys know. We got music, we joke, but I try to help you see the game better. Help you identify things easier. Appreciate everybody, my man Bob, for reaching out and said that up when he watches the game. It's easier. That's all I want. And I love that type of feedback, man. Go to modhawkins.com. Use the contact us. That emails me directly. If you ever have questions about anything that I said on the podcast, let me know. Or just feedback. Use that. modhawkins.com at the bottom. Use the contact us section. It'll directly email me. And I'll email you right back. They'll tell you. I'll email you right back. But Pickett, he's good. He's really good. Really good quarterback. Really good quarterback. I was super impressed. I'm impressed with his ability to decipher coverage and be very intentional with his throws and where he's going. He doesn't second guess himself. He doesn't turn the ball over a lot. The games that they lost, I want to say Miami had two interceptions, four sacks, and then Western Michigan had one interception and two fumbles that they recovered. So he's only had four interceptions all year. He was sacked four times versus Miami and North Carolina. That's the highest he's been sacked in the game, was four. Their defense, on the other hand, five sacks, 3-3, 2-3, 1-3, 6 versus Duke, and then 5 versus North Carolina. So they found something. Versus Miami, they only had 3 interceptions. No points off of turnovers. Every game they've had points off versus Duke. Well, versus North Carolina and Miami, they didn't. And you can see the difference. No points off of turnovers versus Western Michigan, they lost. No points off of turnovers versus Miami, they lost. No points off of North Carolina. No points off of turnovers versus North Carolina, and they went to overtime versus them. So they are very opportunistic, and they take advantage of that. On the flip side, we cause turnovers, no points. So on the road, you got to generate extra possessions. On the road, you got to take care of the football. On the road, you got to get out early. Can't play from behind on the road. We saw that versus Carolina. Like, I know we came back versus Louisville, don't get me wrong. But you exert a lot of energy coming from behind. Now, granted, we came back from behind versus Louisville, and it was like at the right time. We didn't have to play that much football left, right? It was one more drive, then they missed the field goal. If you get down early versus teams, you kind of just throw away your plan and start pressing and panicking and chasing points, and then when you finally do get the lead, you feel like you could take a deep breath. But it's like basketball. The other team gonna go on a run. They're gonna respond the same way. They're at home. They're gonna get that battery in their back quick. But Pitt, man, I don't think they're that strong in the secondary, and that's being respectful, because I feel like they're that good up front. Petty Hawk want to come out so bad. I feel like without offensive weapons, who we have a receiver, Dontavian Wicks, I keep calling his full name, Tay Wicks, Henry, Starlin, Woods, Billy Kemp, Keaton, we got weapons. We could get after them. I feel like we could get behind them. Matter of fact, we ain't got to get behind them. Just get inside them, because we're going to run post routes on them. Dig routes. All end cuts. Dagger. Double ends. If Jay Wolfolk is the quarterback, we getting them out the pocket. We moving them. Switch up the launching points. Switch it up. Don't just have them in the same spot so they can keep meeting at the quarterback. Get them out on the edge. Easier reads. High low. I'm either going to the out, or I'm going to the hammer, or the stop route, or I'm going to the dig route. But it's easy to clear. Run flood concept. Run a go. Run a 10-yard out. Then a 5-yard out. Smash concept, run a hitch route on the outside, corner route from number two. Then you can run an over route from the backside. So if the backer wants to trigger and you plant your feet, you can look in the middle of the field, crossing the ball, is the over route wide open in that hole because the safety went with the corner route. Conceptually, that's what I would do. Even if Brendan is playing, I'm not sitting him in the pocket. Nobody. Not versus this defense. One thing I can say about Miami, they attack the middle of the field because if you want to bring six, they're going to come from one of the. If you balanced two receivers on each side, one of them going to be covered by the safety. Because somebody triggering. They got four down linemen. If they want to use seven as a spy, that means zero got to come. 38 got to come. Five is the end. So 38, 7, or 24. You got the star linebacker. Dennis is the Mike linebacker. The money linebacker is Campbell. They're smaller, like weight-wise. They like strong safeties. One of them going to trigger. They're going to bring six. Now, they could get home with four. They could get home with five. But they'd rather punish you with six because they feel like they back could get out there and cover that running back enough so they could get home. They want you to send the back out. But what happens if you empty? You still going to send six? Because somebody open right now. And you know we go empty. What happens if when we motion that running back out the backfield? I would do that a lot. I would motion the back out the backfield just to see what they do. Oh, you ain't gonna cover them? Throw it to them right now. Oh, you want to trigger the corner? Throw it in the dead zone on the sideline to the receiver. Oh, you wanna slough out linebacker? Throw it to the seam guy. Look right now. I will overload the side with three every single time. Every single time, one side gonna have three. And I'm attacking right now. Get the ball out quick. Get the ball out quick. Discourage them from rushing you. And as you start to tire them out by getting the ball out quick. Now, you get the ball out quick, you got to get up the field. Get the 3-4-5, 3-4-5, first down, 3-4-5, 3-4-5, 3-4-5, first down. And then you switch it up. Boom, start running at them. Start running at them. Then off that action, play action to the slots. Everything looking the same. Then boom, you take your shot. And when you take a shot, you got to execute it. So, yeah, you're looking at Miami game. Look what Miami did. The quarterback did for 400 yards. He did this. They made the big plays. It was chunk plays. 15 here, 20 there, 35 here, 50 there, 56 here. When North Carolina started coming back, 13 here, 15 here, 11 here, 76 there, 15 here, 13 there. Chunks. They'll give up chunks. They will give up chunks plays, but you have to set it up. You got to understand that they get paid too. They're going to make it hard on you. Defensively, keep everything in front of you. Don't allow any explosive plays. Find a tight ends in the red zone. Always know where number three is, damn it. Because I tell you what, he is a big play genius. He started off the season where all he did was catch touchdowns. He explosive. Oh, he going up the field. Oh, don't think he can't take something short. It's down. God dang it, it's downs all over again. Whatever we did versus North Carolina downs, don't do that this game. That's the defensive motto. Don't do that this game. So that's all I got for y'all, man. Sorry that this preview was longer, almost double than what it usually is, but it's a big game, man, to win the Coastal. Well, to have a chance to continue to repeat to win the Coastal because you still got to win the next game. But you got to win this game. This is a matchup between the last two Coastal Division champions. They're at home. They could clinch. They want to party. We got to go get the job done. That's what you wanted. So before we get out of here, man, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share the podcast when you see the podcast. Salute to everybody out there on Twitter, man. Salute to everybody that's been supporting the Coach's Corner since I took over. All the people on the Facebook fan page, the Virginia Cavaliers Facebook fan page. Definitely appreciate y'all tuning in and putting the different emojis in. Been having an awesome job. So we're going to end the show with some old school, man. Good is the enemy of great. Be great in everything that you do. Never let nobody tell you you can't do what you set your mind out to, man. It's the Ball Hawk Show. We up out of here. That's how we're going to get up out of here. Get up, get down, get funky, get loose. Ball Hawk.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.